Madeline Perdue likes to speak for dogs with pup dates.
Yes.
And that is a growing trend in social media, and she's going to tell us all about it today on Talking Tech. Maddie has joined USA Today for the summer, and this is her second time on Talking Tech because this is her second time as an intern for USA Today. Tell everybody about pup dates.
Okay, so weekly I take all of the photos that my sister sends of her dog, who's really cute. His name is Posey. She sends these pictures in our family group chats or just over Snapchat or something, and I'll take screenshots of them, and I create a pup date on my Instagram story that kind of shows everyone what Posey's been doing through the week, and I do it through his perspective as if he's talking.
So give people a visual. What would some of the pictures be of the dog?
Well, a lot of them are of him sleeping because he sleeps a lot, but he also has like really big ears, and so he just had a a puppy human is what I call my sister's new baby. And so the stroller that they got is also a wagon. And so he sits in the front of the wagon. And so there's been videos of him being pushed around in the wagon. And I've referred to my sister and her husband as peasants for pushing him around in his stroller. And sometimes he'll be playing with toys or he'll be kissing his new puppy human, things like that. It's kind of supposed to be kind of cute and funny and start the week off on a like happier note by looking at pictures of Posey.
And what you found is that you can take a picture of the Reno skyscape, the Las Vegas casino, or put up a picture of a pup.
Yes.
And you get a lot more response.
So many more. I'll do the newer thing with Instagram is to do polls or quizzes or things like that, or the scales that show you like how cute he is or stuff like that. I'll ask followers what they want to see on pup dates. Got a few responses with that. So trying to build that up a little bit more to get more people engaged and everything.
What do you find the benefit of doing a story versus just posting the photo is?
Well, with the stories, you can, draw on them and do like funny little stickers or there's just a lot more tools on Instagram stories than I would even say Snapchat stories to make it more interesting to look at. And I think that a post, you can't say individual things. Like I'll put an individual saying on each photo on my story, and that way it kind of each photo speaks for itself, whereas an Instagram caption speaks for the whole post in a way. And I don't think it get as much engagement because it's more of a casual thing, whereas I feel if you post on Instagram as an actual post, then it's like a very it's a little bit, I don't know, serious isn't the word that I'm going for, but it's the only one that I can think of right now. It's just a little bit more formal, a little bit more you're looking for the likes, whereas with the stories you're kind of looking to engage, I would say.
But the photos disappear in a day.
Yeah, but they have highlights on Instagram where you can put these archive stories on there. And so if you go onto my Instagram, I have a Posey's weekly pup date one, and you can go through all of the pup dates that have ever been.
Pup dates, and you're not the only one. Lots of people are doing this.
Well,
now.
Yeah, it's a social trend to kind of speak for dogs. So whether that's a Twitter account, We Rate Dogs is what's really the account that's kind of responsible for this culture trend. They talk about dogs. They use pup in where you would say update. They say pup date or popular instead of popular, things like that. They have another account called Thoughts of Dog where they speak like a dog, and it's kind of about different social situations from a dog's point of view.
And tell everybody how to find you on Instagram.
Yes, I'm at Madeline Perdue, MadelinePurdue.
You find that a lot of people like to spell it PER.
Yes, a lot of people like the chicken, but it's like the university.
In Indiana,
yeah.
I'm Jefferson Graham. You can find me on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. You can find Madeline at Madeline Perdue. And please subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to online audio. I will be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.